NPR's business news starts with some promising economic signs. The unemployment rate fell to 8.6% last month, though the growth in hiring remained slow and many people checked out of the labor market. Also last month, new vehicle sales increased. More people are getting auto loans, as NPR's Sonari Glinton reports.
When the bubble burst on the housing market, it did the same with cars and almost killed off the industry. Credit dried up, especially for subprime borrowers. That has changed.
When you look at what's going on in auto financing, it is a very good time to buy a car.
Melinda Sabritsky is director of automotive credit at Experian. She says, compared to a few years ago, consumers don't have to put as much money down, rates are competitive, and more people can buy a car.
People with lower credit scores, more challenged credit history, they might not have been able to get financing a few years ago, and we're certainly seeing more of them getting financing today.
According to Experian, 22% of the new car loans are subprime. Rebecca Lindland is with IHS Automotive. She says subprime borrowers have always participated in the new car market. The problem was they were participating too much, just like in housing.
We went the other extreme, where you can't get approved for anything, regardless of how good your credit is. And now I think we're starting to come back to a more reasonable level.
Lindland says the pendulum has swung back, but not so far that consumers are getting approved for more than they can afford. At least not yet. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.